From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraq battles the Kurds. The Iraqi military says its forces have captured a key airbase north of the disputed city of Kirkuk, along with an airport, an oil company, and other positions in areas around the city. The security forces retook control of the K-1 airbase from Kurdish fighters on Monday, following a call by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi for pro-government fighters to impose security on Kirkuk. Abadi said in a message to the nation that he had a duty to act following a Kurdish independence referendum that he described as putting Iraq in danger of partition. Now, Kurds have controlled Kirkuk City since pushing out Islamic State fighters in 2014. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was held by Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan for 5 years before being freed in a prisoner swap, pleaded guilty on Monday to charges that he endangered comrades by walking off his post. At a court-martial hearing in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Bergdahl pleaded guilty to charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. The latter carries a maximum sentence of life prison. Bergdahl was captured by the Taliban shortly after he left his remote post in 2009, prompting a military manhunt. The soldier from Idaho has said he intended to cause alarm and draw attention to what he saw as problems with his unit. Venezuela's opposition coalition has refused to recognize the results of Sunday's gubernatorial elections, where the ruling socialists won a surprise majority, raising concern among some of the more political turmoil. Venezuela has been rocked by protests that have left more than 100 people dead since April. This is VOA News.